Police fire water cannons and tear gas as thousands take their anger to the streets of Paris after the French government raised the retirement age from 62 to 64. Some protesters throw cobblestones, others create fires. Several shops are also damaged. Police carrying shields and batons try to disperse the crowds. Protesters are furious that the government raised the pension age without parliamentary approval. President Emmanuel Macron instructed the Prime Minister, Elisabeth Borne, to invoke an article of the Constitution allowing the government to adopt a bill without a parliamentary vote. But it wasn't easy. As the Prime Minister tried to make the announcement, several began singing the national anthem. Left-wing legislators held placards saying 64 no. They also called for the Prime Minister's resignation, saying the procedure was undemocratic. President Macron defended raising the retirement age without a parliamentary vote, saying there was too much economic risk to the country if legislatures voted against the bill. However, the anger has now spread from the seats of parliament to the streets and industries. Protesters again briefly blocked traffic on the Paris Ring Road early Friday after hundreds were detained in spontaneous protests across France. Refinery strikes have also escalated in France, while a bin collector strike in Paris continued, with thousands of tons of waste piling up in streets across half the city. A further day of coordinated strike action by transport workers and teachers is due next Thursday. Opposition politicians have accused the government of a brutal and undemocratic approach to pension reforms, suggesting that the social and political turmoil is far from over. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.